Hi there, it's Ray Edwards, copywriter and internet marketer here with today's audio training. Today's question is, Ray, how do I get started selling my product online? It seems like there are a lot of complicated pieces. This is a very good question and an astute observation because it can be complicated. Let me give you a simplified model that I have found is fairly consistent if you distill down all the different marketing gurus' systems for selling online. There are some common elements amongst almost all of them, and it all starts with something I call the marketing funnel. Why do we call it a funnel? Because we start with a wide mouth like a funnel, and we bring in people that might be interested in our product or service, and then through a series of steps, we bring them down the funnel and through the buying process, which would be the narrow part of the funnel. So how do we start? I would suggest starting with step one, which is building a list, an email or regular mail list of people who are interested in what you have to offer. And we're talking about online marketing, so I'm going to recommend building an email list. Now, this is not a spam list, but rather people who have opted in or who have chosen to subscribe to receive messages from you. That's number one. Number two, you want to offer free content. Now, there's a lot of controversy about this, but my recommendation is offer some free content that is of real value, and that's how you prove that you're for real to people who are skeptical online. And aren't we all a bit skeptical? It's also how you earn the right to get their attention when you move to step three, which is to sell them a lower-priced product, an entry point product like a special report, ebook, or if you have a physical product line you're selling, for instance, like a line of custom-made soaps that are made with natural ingredients, you might start by selling them one low-priced bar of soap, just so they can experience doing business with you and understand that you're trustworthy. You deliver exactly what you promise and so forth. If you're delivering an ebook, the same principles would apply. Step four is if you've earned the right to offer to sell them a higher-priced product. So if you're an information marketer, that might consist of a course or a workshop. And if you sell hard goods, like in the above example of soap, you might sell an entire gift basket as the next level up, or the upsell product. Step five, you want to sell some kind of continuity product, or in other words, something that is a recurring purchase over time. If you're an information marketer, that might be a membership website where, for instance, if your topic is dog training secrets, then your membership site might be new dog training videos that they get access to each month. If you're selling soap, as in our previous example, then you might have a soap of the month club. But in either case, you're providing an automated purchase on a regular basis that creates continuing streams of income for you, the entrepreneur. So that's the answer to today's frequently asked question. I'll talk to you again in our next audio training.